It's the season for silage chopping, and row crop harvest won't be far behind. It's also the time to consider replanting these fields when they open up, with a winter forage to produce feed next spring. Brian Boyle with Millborn Seeds explains winter varieties of rye, triticale, and forage wheat are all seeded in autumn.
The rye, you know, that's probably the most economical option and the easiest to get established. But, you know, the other options are the winter triticale and the winter wheat and forage winter wheat. You know, you can grab more quality out of those kind of products. They mature just a little bit slower in the spring, but that gives you more of a window to make higher quality feed in the spring.
Rye is often the gateway winter annual, introducing growers to a fall planting, followed by an early forage harvest. Triticale is a cross between rye and wheat and comes with awnless varieties that are suited for dry hay. The newcomer on the block for winter annuals is forage wheat.
The quality is the thing that's really kicking that adoption on acres there, too. It's the highest quality winter annual. And the varieties that we got now, they got good winter hardiness. You're going to get them to come through the winter up north.
Boyle explains the planting window for many winter annuals is mid-September through mid-October. Come spring, rye is typically the first to mature. After their harvest in spring, he says double cropping with a cash crop or another forage crop has become quite popular.
On a year like this, where we went through a lot of dry spell on some of these perennial pastures, those full season cover crop grazing acres sure look like they paid the bills this year.
Boyle encourages farmers to consider planting winter annual forages this fall, protecting soils over winter with a living root while producing a fresh feed source early next year. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.